you see this, you ask yourself the question that I did was, is this really a Dickensian film? And my answer to that would be, well, yes and no. Yeah? That clearly, the death of poor Joe here is not a faithful depiction of the scene of the death of the crossing sweeper from Bleak House. Nevertheless, it's equally clear that it does replicate the iconography of the way that the poor Joe, the crossing sweeper, had been depicted on the stage. And I looked up this morning some of those stage adaptations throughout the late 19th century, and most of them were not called Bleak House. Most of them, well, I'll give you some of the titles if I can read my own writing it. Right, so one was called Bleak House or Poor Joe. One was called Poor Joe. One was called Poor Little Joe. Move On or Joe the Outcast. Move On or Joe the Crossing Sweeper. Joe the Waif or The Mystery of Chesney Wold. Lady Dedlock's Secret. So not many of them were actually called Bleak House. But by far the most famous of the stage adaptations of Bleak House was simply called Joe. And this the character in that adaptation was famously depicted by Jenny Lee, a very famous late Victorian actress who was known as a burlesque boy, i.e. she played roles of little lads. And there are photos and etchings, illustrations of her performance where a certain kind of iconography is depicted, close-cropped hair, rags, and, of course, the brush for sweeping the crossing. And I knew that that play was first produced in the 1870s, 1876. It was actually written by Burnett, who was her husband. She had great success with it in the 1870s. What I didn't realise until I checked it out this morning is that that was revived in 1896, so shortly before this film was made. So whether this is a film of Bleak House or not, nevertheless, I would still think that Brian is right in thinking that it drew on the iconography of Joe. She's also right in thinking that there's a little bit of the Little Match Girl, the Hans Andersen story there. Anyway, you're the first people to see it on the screen. Here we go. Man meets ragged boy, or more likely, the death of poor Joe.